It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
John Miller back with you here at Oracle Park on a bright, beautiful, sunshiny day on Gabe Kapler's birthday. Happy birthday, Cap. The Giants over the Astros 8-6. We're going to review the game with some of the highlights. But first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. And the Dodgers playing Arizona. That game will be starting in about 25 minutes at Chase Field in the desert with Merrill Kelly on the mound for the D-backs, and Mitch White is going to start a reliever, so it must be it's going to be a bullpen game for the Dodgers in that one. 25 minutes, Dodgers and D-backs, and in about an hour from now, maybe a little bit less, at Petco Park, the Rockies and the Padres. Germán Márquez will be going against Yu Darvish, and they will not have Tatis, who injured that shoulder again last night. We haven't seen any information anywhere that said that he's been placed on the injured list, so they may be waiting to find out how quickly he's going to heal from that, but he's not in there today. Cronenworth will be the shortstop tonight for the Padres in that game. One final to pass on. The Oakland Athletics were beaten in Anaheim 1-0 by the Angels. The Giants over the Astros here, 8-6. Time now for the Honda highlights. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. The Giants went ahead in this game. It was Alex Wood for the Giants against a longtime Giants nemesis, Zach Greinke. And with two down and nobody on in the second inning, Donovan Solano came up and provided the first run of the day. He delivers. There's a high drive deep to left. Way back there, on its way. Adios, pelota! Into the bleachers in straightaway left and out of here with plenty to spare to give the Giants a 1-0 lead. So, Donovan Solano, 398 feet, the estimate on that one. The Giants had the lead, but it was short-lived with two down and nobody on in the third inning. Wood gave up a single to Jose Altuve, bringing up this suddenly red-hot and very powerful Aledmys Díaz. There's a drive into deep left field. Going back to the wall, it is gone! A home run! For the second day in a row, Aledmys Díaz hits a home run. And that was a slider. And that was not such a good one from Alex Wood. So the Astros were ahead. Then the Giants' defense had some problems. An error by Solano on a ground ball. Gurriel got a base hit. And then a high throw, and maybe not the best decision by Darren Ruff. He tried to keep his foot in the bag and go up and get the throw, but he didn't get it, and it went out of play, and the run was able to score. So they got the unearned run, and it was a 3-run inning, 3-1 Houston, as the Giants came up in the last of the third inning. And in the last of the third, with two down and nobody on, Darren Ruff reached on an error by Carlos Correa, which extended the inning to Wilmer Flores. Here's the stretch. Ruff goes. There's a swing, and there's a high drive deep down the left field line. Way back there toward the corner, and adios, pelota! It's a two-run game-tying home run for Wilmer Flores. And after the two-out error by Correa, the Giants capitalize and put two on the board. Yeah, so Wilmer, big home run, although he soon after ended up leaving the game with, we later were to learn, tightness in his lower back, and Tyro Estrada came on to take over at third base. In the fourth inning, with the game tied at 3, Chaz McCormick, Astros' rookie center fielder, came up, and the Giants' defense tightened up considerably.
1-1 pitch, up the middle on the ground. Crawford, far to his left, has it, spins around, throws to first. He got him. What a play, Brandon Crawford. Amazing. Off the bat, I thought no chance, even for the Gold Glover, Brandon Crawford. McCormick can run. He's a center fielder. And Crawford somehow got him. What a spectacular defensive play, falling off into center field. Man.
Yeah, Brandon Crawford, the Gold Glover, what a season he is having. And as it turned out, Wood retired the side in order there. And the Giants came up in the last of the fourth and got a one-out single from Kurt Casale, who had a two-hit game. He was still at first with two down when Lamont Wade Jr. came up. We didn't know it at that point, but his mom was out in the right field in the arcade.
There goes Casale. Wade, it's a high drive. Deep right field, headed for San Francisco Bay. It is out into the water and gone. Lamont Wade Jr., the splash home run, his 13th of the year. And that puts the Giants ahead 5-3. Such a great at bat. The young man learns pretty fast, doesn't he? A couple at bats.
Yeah, he had a couple of at bats where Greinke just did what Greinke does and made him hit a couple of fairly easy ground balls. But that time, boom. 13th home run for Lamont Wade Jr. The Giants were back ahead 5-3. But they wouldn't hold that lead very long. The Astros came up in the fifth inning against Wood with one out. There was Aledmys Diaz again.
Now Diaz, I think he's done it again. High drive left field. Wade watches it. It's gone. Aledmys Diaz has his second home run of the game and his third in this series already. And that one was crushed. Giants lead is just a run, 5-4. Wow, that was a booming home run.
Yeah, indeed it was. And third homer in just the last four at-bats for Diaz at that point. But then Brantley followed, and he walked. And Wood was grumbling to himself about that. And the next hitter was Yuli Gurriel.
2-2 pitch. Gurriel hits a hard ground ball, and it's past the reach of Estrada at third into left field, and it's rolling all the way to the wall. Coming to third is Brantley. They're going to send him around. The throw airmails the cutoff man from Wade, and Brantley will score. Astros have tied the game 5-5. Well, Tyro Estrada just couldn't field it. It was hit so hard. Estrada ranged to his left. It got by him. Then Wade came up throwing and threw right over top Crawford, who might have had a chance for a play at the plate.
Yeah, so it went. 105 miles an hour was the speed with which that left the bat of Gurriel as it shot right past Estrada. So here we were, tied up again at five. And then in the last of the fifth inning, the Giants answered again. This time it was Darren Ruff who responded.
3-2 pitch. Ruff, high drive, left field. Headed for the bleachers. It is gone. Giants back ahead 6-5. That didn't take long. That is the fourth home run already for the Giants today in five innings against Greinke.
Indeed, rather shocking, as Greinke had never allowed any home runs to the Giants in this ballpark over a span of the equivalent of six complete games. I think he had not had nine previous starts here, 53-something innings, and no home runs at all allowed, but four. And he never did get an out in that fifth inning, so four-plus innings for Greinke today and four home runs allowed. He gave up a single to Estrada, who was in the game by that time for Flores, following the home run, and he was out of the game. He threw 93 pitches in only four-plus innings. The Giants, once again, the lead did not last very long. The Astros came up in the sixth inning as Jay Jackson had come in for the bullpen. He got the first two outs, but then Martin Maldonado got him.
Maldonado, high drive left field. And this one is going to tie the game into the bleachers. It's gone. It's 6-6. So Jay Jackson gives up a home run for the second straight game. The Astros have hit three today. And this time it's the eighth place hitter, Maldonado. His eighth home run of the year.
So, wow, what a wild, wacky game this was. 6-6. And then the Giants in the sixth inning, they had two down and nobody on, and Darren Ruff got a base hit. And with Tyro Estrada coming up, Blake Taylor, who had been in the game, was taken out in favor of the right-hander, Christian Javier. But Estrada, with a great at-bat, ended up getting a base hit against him. Ruff going to second, keeping the inning alive for the Giants' home run and RBI leader, the All-Star, Brandon Crawford.
6-6 ball game. Here's the pitch. And a line drive into right center field. That's a hit. Ruff will score. Estrada around second, heads for third. He'll stop there. Brandon Crawford comes through. 7-6 Giants. A two-out rally here after the double play ball. Erased the leadoff walk. Now the
But then three straight hits. The one run that they scored without benefit of a home run today. And we'll make that clutch two-out hit by Brandon Crawford, the hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. There was one last hurrah from the Giants' power, and that came in the eighth inning with Yimi Garcia, the former Marlins closer, acquired this week in the Astros' efforts to strengthen their bullpen. The first batter that he faced in his Astros career was Mike Yastrzemski. 3-2 pitch. Swinging. There's a drive into deep right field. Way back there. It is gone. A home run. Onto the arcade. It bounces up over the railing and goes into the water. That was over the 20-foot high wall toward right center. That's a long one. And right to the back, beyond the bleachers, onto the arcade. Yastrzemski's 17th home run this year. Indeed, so nice to see. Yaz, the last couple of days, has started to hit the ball the way we've grown accustomed to seeing him hit it. And now an 8-6 lead for Jake McGee, and he retired the side in order in the ninth inning to get the save. The last man that he faced was Altuve, and the Astros were in a spot where if Altuve could have gotten aboard, the guy who had suddenly started hitting the long ball in this series, Diaz, would have been the possible tying run coming up next. 1-0 pitch. There's a high drive to left field. Going back is Slater, drifting back onto the track. He's under it, and he's got it. And the Giants beat the Astros to even up the series and set up the rubber match tomorrow in a wild game here. A slugfest. Eight home runs were a hit, and they hit four of their home runs out of the five that they would hit overall against the starter, Zach Greinke, who has long been a nemesis of the Giants. The most indeed. So just a fun game, and so much going on. Two top teams and two excellent lineups, and the Giants prevail with their five homers and an 8-6 win. The player we give credit to for their stellar performance, and there are so many guys who had a part in it, but I'm going to go with Lamont Wade Jr. He hit a home run that did put them ahead right out where his mom was sitting, and it sailed right over her head, and we got to watch her. We had a camera out there to watch her and her excitement and joy to see her son launch one out into San Francisco Bay. So Lamont Wade Jr., the player we give credit to, sponsored by GEICO, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And at the last time for the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids, that's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitchers had seven strikeouts. Tyler Rogers, interestingly, had two of them in his 3-up, 3-down, 8th inning. Astros pitchers had 12 strikeouts all told. 8-6, the Giants over the Astros. And tomorrow, Chris Bryant, we expect to be here. He's supposed to arrive in town at 8 o'clock tonight, and hopefully he'll be in there. I think that's the plan, the expectation. maybe hitting cleanup at third base with Longoria still being on the injured list. And we take it back. Darren Chan found Chris Bryant's first at-bat at Oracle Park here in 2021 was when the Cubs came in on June the 4th, nearly 2 months ago, and with a runner at first, Bryant was the second hitter of the game that night.
Kazmir throws, and Bryant blasts one to deep left field. My goodness, Dickerson's just going to watch it. It is gone. Two batters in, it's 2-0 Cubs. Chris Bryant was not going to wait around. His 13th home run of the year.
Yeah, he's hit a few more since then. Chris Bryant, his next at-bat here at Oracle Park will be in the black and orange of the Giants. Bryant acquired on Friday, and we're expecting his Giants debut tomorrow. 105, plenty of seats available, sfgiants.com. And we hope you make your plans to be out here with us. It should be an exciting day, the rubber match of the series with two of the top teams, one from the American League, one from the National League, with that feeling of October baseball, and Chris Bryant to make his debut as a Giant tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this program together and Sean Duckett, our network coordinator. Now this is John Miller. On behalf of Dave Fleming, Dwayne Kuiper, and Mike Kruko, thank you for joining us. And once again, we remind you, the final score today, the Giants over the Astros, 8-6.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.